You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, he's now available in Bradenton, FLA, to speak to us. Good morning, Jeff. How is everything?
Hey, Colin. Chris, how are you guys?
We're good.
We are great. I'll tell you what, Chris and I were in here very early this morning, and we're kind of kicking around the televisions here, flipping through the channels, and one big, it's a national story, it looked like, as they were going through the weather. The weather is not looking good in Florida today, is it?
No, it is not, and we'll see if they get a game. And it's actually a big game because it's Stephen Brault's kind of last chance. The two fifth starters, the other candidates, pitched yesterday, and this would be a big opportunity for Brault. And I'm sure he doesn't want to pitch inside somewhere in some kind of, you know, simulated game.
Well, how legitimate is Brault's, and for that matter, and probably more of a conversation, how legitimate is Nick Kingham's chance to actually rest that fifth starter's role away from Jordan Lyles?
Yeah, I think it's Jordan Lyles. You know, they tend to go with experience in these decisions. If you look back historically with Huntington and Hurdle, they go with the veteran guy and they give them the benefit of the doubt. I was at the game yesterday, and Kingham was great. And it's funny because every other start he's had a shutout. He's had first start no runs, second start five, third start no runs, fourth start five runs, and then the shutout yesterday. And his stuff was really good. He got ahead of hitters. But I think Jordan Lyles, now that he kind of confirmed that he's healthy throwing in that simulated game yesterday, I think he'll be the fifth starter. And Kingham will go to the bullpen, and Brault will go to AAA.
Okay, will then Kingham be able to, as still a younger kind of guy, will he be able to advance in terms of, is this the best career arc by sending him to the bullpen? Will he be able to get enough reps to continue to stay sharp?
No, I don't believe so, but he's out of options. And they, you know, he's got that arm that it's hard to give up on. And, you know, he might be a guy where if they're really looking for some type of utility player to round out their bench, maybe he becomes involved in some type of trade. But, you know, Nick Kingham just has too good of stuff. We saw it on display yesterday against pretty much the Tampa Bay starting lineup. And he's faced more starting lineups than other teams because he's traveled a lot. And I don't think they'll give up on his arm. And we'll see. I think they'll try to lengthen him and let him be a three-inning guy and then hope they could stretch him out, much like they did with Chad Kuhl in the past.
Jeff Hathorn is down in Bradenton covering spring training for us. And yesterday we found out who the starters are going to be, Jeff. It's going to be Gung and Gonzalez on the left side of the infield, which means Moran and Newman are thrust into backup roles. And both started on the right side of the infield yesterday. What do those two have a legitimate chance to ever wrest control of starting positions back, or are they plugged into those backup roles now for the foreseeable future? And what does the rest of the bench look like for that matter?
Well, so Neil Huntington made it a point, and so did Clint Hurdle yesterday, of saying that they were going to give them every chance. This wasn't going to be something where Gung or Gonzalez were going to be looking over their shoulder, which makes you think that they're going to get a couple of to prove that they can do it or not prove that they can do it. And I think it's going to take one of those guys failing more than what Moran or Newman, if Newman makes the team, and that was floated out there as an if, and very pointed so by Hurdle, he's still in a battle to make this roster. Moran looked good at first base, by the way. He's only played there a handful of times, but you know, his footwork was good. He made some very instinctive plays over there. The good thing was he didn't have to throw, and that's been his issue. As far as the rest of the bench, they have some interesting decisions because you got to think Polanco's going to start on the DL, so that opens up a spot. You would think Melky's going to make it again for that same reason. You want a veteran bat off the bench that can switch hit. Is Pablo Reyes your super utility guy? He hasn't hit much down here. You know, is a J.B. Shuck make it because he can play different outfield positions? I think Jose Osuna is a guy that they've just kind of forgotten about, even though he can play a number of positions. And, you know, Kevlehan's had a nice spring. He played third base yesterday to kind of round out what he can do. So I'm not sure exactly where they're going to go because Melky, you know, you guys saw it. Melky is just not a good defender at all.
Plus, Stallings needs to make the opening day roster because Diaz won't be ready.
Correct. Diaz will start on the 15-day as well. He hasn't even caught yet. I mean, he's doing some stretching. And he's around the team, but, I mean, he's not catching yet. So he's going to need some time. And who knows? It might be longer than just a couple of weeks.
Not catching yet, counterproductive for a catcher, too, Jeff.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
for sure.
Do they have a legitimate option as someone who could play center field on off days for Marte?
You know, Shuck is a natural center fielder, but he's just an outfielder. You know, that's where you really miss a guy like Sean Rodriguez, because he could play so many positions and you never worried about it. And the other thing is the other outfielders, I mean, Dickerson really can't slide over to center. Chisenhall can't slide over to center. My goodness, they tried Melky one day in center, and they're not going to do that again.
Jeff Hathorn, our man on the scene down there in Bradenton, FLA. All right, the Pirates like to trumpet, and rightly so, whenever a guy's going through rehab and he's making his way back. Have they let you inside on seeing Gregory Polanco in the cage? Have you got any word on? Because I think I saw one little snippet of him hitting. Is he doing any throwing, though, at this point?
He is. He's doing throwing, but not fielding. So he's doing controlled tossing, and we're going to get an update from Todd Tomczyk tomorrow, the director of sports medicine, as to where his condition is. But, I mean, he's participating in sim games as a hitter, and the Pirates made it known the other day in a game that none of us were at that he actually slid feet first and lived to tell about it.
Good for him.
So there's that. But he looks, I mean, he walks around the clubhouse. You see him, he's with the team all the time, and he looks great. You just don't know until he gets out in the field, and I would expect he'd probably just need maybe a week or so of games at Triple A, and then he'll be ready to go.
Real quick, Jeff, because we got less than a minute. Is Liriano going to make this team, because he has an out this week, doesn't he? If he knows he's not going to be on the roster,
he does, and that's another really interesting decision, because you know you've got a craftier lefty in Tyler Lyons. You know, the upside with Liriano is great, but the explosion side, the blow-up outing is there more with Liriano than it is with Tyler Lyons. So I think it's going to go to Lyons, but it could go either way.
All right. Where are you having dinner tonight, Jeff?
I don't know yet. I want to go somewhere to watch the Penguins, so I've got to figure out where that is.
Oh, you know what? I'll send you the name of the place. Ah, I forget the name of the place. There is
Duffy's on University has about a zillion TV monitors.
There's a Pittsburgh bar, though, somebody told me about right after we'd left.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't there always?
I know. There
yes.
is, Jim.
Yes,
there's a Pittsburgh
there
bar. Jim is looking
Fanatics.
At me. Nah, I got to look it up. I'll look it up.
By the way, guys, quickly, best moment of the spring was when Arrieta threw high and tight to Francisco Cervelli, and this lady at the perfect time yells out, "Don't throw at our players, you jag off!" You could hear it throughout the whole ballpark. It was hysterical. And that's why I love Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Wonderful. All right, Jeff, thank you much. We'll talk again soon.
All right, see you guys.
Thanks,
see
Jeff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.